We're going to learn how to make godly choices. Sometimes we're confronted with the false belief that it's important to know how to make decisions because you don't want to mess up your life making the wrong big decision. Like, who should you marry? How many kids should you have? Where should you go to school? And what should your major in college be? And we have to keep thinking about the creation mandate. There wasn't anywhere on the creation mandate that was like, be sure that you choose the right major in college. But the creation mandate does have just thousands and thousands of daily decisions that are going to become a part of your life. Learning how to make godly choices is thinking like, how do I speak to people and why do I speak that way? Or how do I solve a problem and why do I solve a problem that way? So we need to think about the many, 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 many daily decisions in the mundane events of our life that are either going to draw attention to God and make him famous, bear testimony to his greatness and authority in our life, or shine the light on us and our stupidness. So decision making. Let's get to be friends with Sophia, okay? So as I talk, why don't you make some notes of problems that you might notice, potential solutions to problems, things that you would want to address if you were the one that was counseling Sophia. I promise she's made up. Sophia is trying to juggle a very full life. She often feels like she's a miserable failure at keeping everything going. She feels lots of pressure from everyone around her. She knows that her family is supposed to be important because the Bible places such a huge emphasis on relationships. Her husband knows she tries hard to keep her schedule in line, but their relationship is starting to get strained because Sophia seems more committed to staying on the promotion track with her career than to making sure her family is being successful. Everything had been going okay until her son started struggling in math. For the first few weeks, she just worked with him a little extra in the evenings. That couldn't continue very long, though, because Sophia's boss gave her a big project. The project requires team meetings at 6 p.m. two nights a week. So Sophia decided to hire a tutor for her son instead. The new arrangement seemed to work until her son brought home his math test and the grade was worse than it ever had been. Sophia knows that to request permission to reduce her hours or not have required evening meetings will demonstrate to her boss that she is not serious about her commitment to the company. Her husband is upset with her because he's asked her repeatedly to be willing to reduce her hours at work. Her kids are beginning to feel distant. Her small group leader at church has asked her to evaluate her priorities to consider whether this is really the right time to be in a committed small group because she's missed every week for the past 2 months. The icing on the cake was Sophia's last doctor's appointment. She found that she has gained 15 pounds in the past year and her cholesterol is high enough to require medication. Sophia is desperate to keep everyone happy, and she's trying to do that by doling out pieces of her time and attention wisely. But Sophia realizes that she will not be able to juggle all of this much longer. She needs your help to make some wise decisions in the future. Sophia has made an appointment with you because she needs counsel about how to do all the things that people need her to do. So, think about the things that you're going to want to address with her. You should have heard a couple of topics. You should already have some scripture floating around in your mind. But the topic is, how do you help someone learn how to make decisions? Okay? You're going to be gathering data, giving hope, addressing problems, teaching through God's word about wrong beliefs. You're going to be uncovering a ton and dealing with a ton. It seems like, to me, she might need some basics taught about marriage. She might need some basics taught about parenting, motherhood, priorities. And so you're going to address all of that stuff biblically. And I want to tell you a couple of basics that you can start with that will help her until she gets to the specifics. The first thing I want to encourage you to teach her is to ponder her path. In Proverbs 4, follow along with me. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I've led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They don't even know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. So the very first lesson you're going to need to teach her is to pay attention to her path. She needs to look at the path she is currently on. The second thing that you're going to need to teach her is to choose her path wisely. Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 20, where God lays out the two choices that we have in life. Do you want blessing in life or do you want death and destruction? Choose your consequence. And then based on the consequence you want, choose your choice. Love and serve the one true God, follow him, obey his statutes and judgments, and you get life and blessing. Serve whatever God you want and do whatever you want with your whole life and you'll get death and destruction. She needs to understand the consequence of the path. And I mentioned this, if you plant a broccoli seed, you're going to get broccoli. If you plant a daisy seed, you're going to get a daisy. You will never get a daisy from a broccoli seed. So consider the consequences of the path. If you want many years of life, and your steps to not be hampered, if you want to not stumble when you run, and you want to have life, if you want to have a bright, clear path, if you want healing for your body, if you want your ways to be sure and straight walk, even though the path is not known to you, then choose the path of righteousness. So all of that stuff is a promise from God that means this. If you read the Word of God and then implement it into your life, you can be confident that you will have those kinds of results, even if you have suffering. That's a part of that. If you want wickedness and evil, sleeplessness that's cured only by doing wrong, wickedness and violence, deep darkness, stumbling, crooked speech, and devious talk, then choose the path of unrighteousness. So many, many, many people do not understand that what you choose is what you get. Because do you know the world that we live in? It's called the postmodern mentality. If I believe it, it is true. If I think this long enough, I can make it happen. I mean, look at our world around us, especially women right now. We are raising a generation that has never known anything except for postmodern mentality. It's an old theology. It's like 50 years old by now. It's not some new thing. So this generation has been raised to believe, if you believe it, you can have it. Think harder. So we have a generation of women coming into counseling that has never heard before, you make a choice and you get the consequence that goes with the choice, so choose carefully. Proverbs 4 finishes with this exhortation to maintain the path of righteousness faithfully. I used to say all the time, the goal of your life is to be a boring girl. Just be boring. Do the right thing every day for the rest of your life. It's a boring life, not filled with sparkly, shiny things that are attracting your attention and giving you something to live for. Wake up every day and do the right thing all day long, every day for the rest of your life. It will give you joy. It's important to understand the basics when you're making decisions. And because we talked about the creation mandate, I'm not going to go into great detail again with it. But I want to remind you that your counselee needs to know she has a plan and she has a purpose that was already given to her by her creator. It's unfortunate if she doesn't know it. But if she has you as a counselor, she's going to learn it. She needs to know why God created her and she needs to know what he said about living. The creator gave her a manual for life. And every person who's ever said, oh, if only I knew how to raise my kids, they didn't come with a manual. Yes, they did. They came with a manual. We have to read it. This is what 2 Timothy said. All scripture is breathed out by God. and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped